are backstage at Wayback Point Fest, and this is really great. The reunion of Stir is happening tonight, and we've got him here to chat. Gentlemen, welcome back. It's great to see you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
I want to tell you this like story from the get-go. So the very first stage announcement that I ever did for The Point, and probably I would say 1996, was with Alex Luke, if you guys remember,
yes.
At Old Mississippi Nights. Mm-hmm. And I had just started. I don't even think I'd been at the station for a month. And I'm standing on the side of that stage just shaking, shaking. That place is asses to elbows. It is packed. So I walk up. I have my Point shirt on. And this guy, center dead front, "You are not Favaz. Favaz is great. You suck. Where's Favaz?" So like,
wow.
I don't remember what I said. I don't remember anything other than like, oh my God, I just want to get off of this stage so fast. But it was like a grad learning experience because, you know, man, I mean, that happens when it's there. And then you guys took the stage, were absolutely fantastic. And then I got drunk at Mississippi Nights and
watched. We probably did too.
Yeah. So it ended out all right. Well, guys, it's so much fun to have you back here. I want to know kind of where all this came from, because from my perspective, as a guy that you know, works at the station, considers himself fairly plugged in for a long time, guys, the thought of you guys getting back together was out of the question. It was complete. I mean, no one thought that it was going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think we did either. And all of a sudden, it just transpired, and boom, just like that. They asked me. You know, I kind of disappeared for a while, and they asked me in what, January. I'm like, absolutely. When I heard it was Point Fest.
And that helped be one of the decision makers.
Absolutely.
But how long have you guys been trying to make this happen?
We haven't really discussed it until...
Really?
There's a couple conversations over the years, emails, not even conversations, that always ended with, "We're not doing it." Mm-hmm. And then this time around, it's just a different set of circumstances. We're all a little older, a little more grown up.
But then the question was asked. You had the opportunity talking to The Point, and one question: do you like to play?
Yep. Good. Yeah.
This time.
It's very cool, though, as we have, you know, we've all gotten older. And it is cool, though, when we have our kids that are involved and we're able to share that, you know, share this kind of thing with them. It really adds to this experience, you know, and makes it just that much cooler when you can bring them along.
The last time I was on this stage, my son, who is almost 18 now, ran up, and he was about this big. He wasn't even 2 years old, so he's been on this stage before. 16 years ago.
Wow. And so it gives the opportunity to see dads do what they do.
Yeah. Totally.
Very cool. Now, this is one part that I kind of was not sure if I was going to ask you about, but I just would like to. I would like to know about the Capitol experience. I from what I understand and kind of from what I've read over the years, there was a change in leadership at Capitol. And kind of a lot of times when that happens, when there's a new leader, they have their new favorite projects, their new, and so the old guys, the old regime projects kind of just don't matter. Is that what it was?
It was that, and it was just a big shift in the record business. In 2003, Napster had kind of put a gigantic dent in how labels made money, and nobody reacted fast enough to it, and labels were like, "We have to trim our rosters." Every label did it. We were just on Capitol at the time. We were part of the Capitol trim. And it really came down to they only held on to stars with big names and a couple bands that they had invested certain things into that they had to keep. And other than that, you know, for us, our A&R guy had gone on to Warner Brothers. So it was like we didn't even have anybody batting for us except our management at that time.
Had our president, who was our champion, Gary Gersh, still been there during that transition, it could have.
Things could have been
different story.
Right.
But they went through multiple presidents right when we were doing that third and fourth record. And they just lost sight of us.
How does that happen? Do you get a call? Do you get a letter? Mm-hmm. Like is
called management?
Oh, we were scheduled to come out on, it was either April or May of 2003. And it's the same day Pearl Jam's record came out that year. Because I remember we were going to come out as the same day as Pearl Jam. I'm like, well, that's going to hurt. And yeah, you know, people still bought records back then, though, so you know. I don't remember what day it was, but yeah, we just we got shelved for a minute. It was just put off, and then it was put off and put off and put off, And then finally it was just, you know what, guys, they're letting you go. So well,
I always like telling the story that they dropped us because they were using the budget that they would have used for us to promote Liz Phair, who we love as an artist,
right,
and Lisa Marie Presley.
Oh.
So they dumped us for them. So needless to say, I haven't purchased either of their records since.
I could see why. I could see why you would have trouble picking up a Capitol Records product of any kind.
I still have some Liz Phair records. I'm not going to lie.
Well, but then on that Capitol, pretty cool. You got some Beach Boys and some unavoidable things.
Beatles. You might have heard of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the four guys, right? Well, very good.
When we were on Capitol, we would get run of the we could go anywhere we wanted in the Capitol building. That's why these cell phones are not good.
It's always fine when it's you guys that do it. Yeah. When I do it, it's totally unacceptable. But when you guys do it, it's fine.
But we would be able to go anywhere in that building in Capitol. We could go up on the top floor and smoke and throw paper airplanes off. We can go into the president's offices. We can go in the studios. After we got dropped, I had to go in there to grab some marketing materials or something. They put a name tag on me and escorted me up the elevator with a security guard. I'm like, can I have my dunce hat now? And I've been trying to go into these offices that I used to freely walk about the building, and they didn't allow it. So
it is as cold as you would think that it would be, unfortunately.
We got fired, you know, the stapler in the room in the bottom. Here we are.
What's still so amazing to me and is that, you know, these labels are always continually crying about no money, no money, no money. But I'm a guy that, like, certain labels still send out CD Pros with CD singles on it, and they send multiple copies. So you're paying for multiple copies and the billing and the shipping and all. And you're thinking to yourself, and you guys are complaining about money. You know, right. It's just so frustrating. So, but today is a great day. It is such a great thing to see you guys back together. How were the practices? How were the warming up? Did you remember things? Did it take you a long time? I'm sure that was an awkward process.
A lot of flight costs, a lot of shipping costs.
Andy still lives in Long Beach. So.
Yeah. I live in California, so practicing is expensive.
I mean, us three, we haven't performed together. You know, I took off early on. We haven't played together on stage since 2001.
Wow, so not even practice. So not even practices together.
Brad and I got together in my basement and just played through like 10 songs, tried to remember them, but like we would stop and go, I don't know what part comes next. You know,
play the song.
Let's get it out and get it out. Of course, now you get it out on your phone and plug that in and figure out what we're supposed to do. And then, it was great. And we have a couple guys helping us out on stage tonight, just because the album's always had, you know, people who know us now know us by our music recorded, not by our live show. So the album's had a lot of extra things that the three of us played on it. So we have a couple guys adding a few things here and there. And so those guys and Brad and I got together and rehearsed here at my house. And then when Andy flew in, we went to a rehearsal space and
so they had full practice,
knocked out
me,
the rest of it.
Great.
Very good. Very good. Well, guys, I just am really excited to see you. And we thank you so much for being here. We are genuinely
so thrilled to be here.
We're
so grateful for the opportunity. We appreciate it.
Yes. Well, very cool. And what's next? I mean, what's coming next for the guys?
Well, I would just say stay tuned.
All right.
To your radios.
All right.
Maybe even as early as this week, because this may not be the last time you see us.
But I have to go back to work next.
He's going back to California. going back to California tomorrow, so
thankfully,
don't call
I have
him.
A cool job.
Because you're building race cars and stuff now, right?
Motorcycles.
Yeah. Fantastic, man. Well, guys, thank you so much. It's so great to see you. And again, thank you so much. Thanks. It's Stir, backstage, way back Point Fest.